From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thursday, January 16th, we've got a great show in store for you today, live inside of the Mercy One studio. Deacon Randy Keel coming up here very soon, going to give us a Lectio Divina, with a little comb over the first and or second reading for Sunday's liturgy. At 7:15 today, Dr. Marianne Mount is going to be on. We're going to talk about nuns today. No, not N-U-N-E-S, or N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, and those that make up about 26% now of the United States population of Catholics. Yes, those who do not identify as any sort of religion. But we're going to talk about how we get them back. What is it that we can do in our culture, in our families? Because maybe you have someone in your own family that just doesn't identify as being any kind of Christian anymore, or maybe just kind of identifies as someone that believes in Jesus but doesn't feel like they it has any kind of consequential effect on their life. So we're going to talk to Dr. Marianne today all about this. She's also the president of the Catholic Distance University. Maybe you've heard of before. I've heard good things about that. 7:25, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview her 9 o'clock show. And 7:40, Drew and Davis are coming in for your Maroon Moment. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selba. We'll have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
How's my 8 o'clock flight looking tomorrow?
Well, the one that's going to Florida is going to take you halfway to Florida. 50-50 right now, sir, because okay. A friend of mine has a flight that leaves around 7 and from Des Moines tomorrow, heading south as you guys are getting out of town before the second big Armageddon storm hits this year.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't know. That's what they're saying, so we'll see.
Port St. Lucie, look out. Mr. Leonetti is trying to get there. He may have a difficult time. You might see him along I-35 hitchhiking to Kansas City to get a flight out. I don't know.
I'm getting out. I'll tell you what. If I got to fly the plane myself, I'm getting out.
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully it's a solo flight and not anybody else with you. My goodness.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out well. But, no, we're going to see. I think it's supposed to start about 6. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, it's supposed to start in after midnight. They've kind of backed it up a little bit, maybe towards 6, but that's when the winter weather advisory goes into effect tomorrow morning at this time, okay. Which I'll be guessing you'll be trying to book your flight, and my two sisters will be filling in for you, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, they will definitely be filling in. Yeah. It's just a matter of where I'm going to mm-hmm. be. Yeah.
Well, if they cancel everything, John, just feel free to be on the show. I mean, the more the merrier.
You know, why can't it be canceled when I'm going to, like, Minnesota or somewhere else cold, you know? It's got to be canceled when I'm going to Port St. Lucie, Florida, you know, where it's 75 degrees right. And beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They don't even know what snow is, do they, or cold weather like this?
No, they don't, man. No doubt about that.
Well, we are certainly in the deep freeze. Feels like this morning, as you probably found out, John, you've been outside. I just went out to let the dog out. 18 below right now, feels like, here in Des Moines.
Well, so it's kind of funny because I was
in the cold before the storm.
I was walking out of the house, and my wife was eating a bowl of cereal, and I had just a little, a little sweatshirt on, and she says, you might need a coat. And I said, oh, okay. So I went over and got a coat, and she was right. My goodness.
Yeah. You might need a coat. Yeah, yeah, you can't wear hoodies in the middle of January because now we are in the winter season.
That's
we,
what
we
I had.
We avoided it for the most part of the fall.
I know.
And early winter.
I've been spoiled. I've been spoiled.
Yeah, hoodie, huh? You're going out with a hoodie. Not today.
Not today. No hoodies.
I don't think there'll be outside, no outdoor recess today if it doesn't get much warmer because right now it's with the air temperatures one below. So I don't know. It'll be 50-50 on outdoor recess.
No doubt about that.
All right, sir. Well, let's get right to it. As the weather is in the forecast once again, as it was last week at this time, from the Mercy One studio here in Des Moines, we have clear skies, one below zero with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. That feels like temperatures 18 below. But today, we will see increasing clouds, cold conditions with a high of 13 degrees. The feels like temperature will be down around zero with the north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rising temperatures, and east-southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. As a winter weather advisory goes into effect, as we mentioned earlier, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning until 6 p.m. on Saturday. Central Iowa expect to get 3 to 5 inches of snow and less than a quarter of inch of ice after the storm comes. Winds at 25 to 35 miles per hour. So tomorrow will bring blowing snow and a high of 30 degrees for your Friday. Saturday, falling temperatures, partly cloudy, a high of 15 degrees. And then a Sunday and Monday, cold both days but dry, highs around 10 degrees. And a reminder, Monday is Martin Luther King holiday. So keep that in mind as you make your plans for the weekend. And in the news, it is the weather on this Thursday morning. The winter storm is forecast to move across the state of Iowa beginning tomorrow with moderate to heavy snowfall expected. Across most of the state, the National Weather Service is warning that travel will be extremely difficult to dangerous in large sections of the state, especially northern Iowa, with the addition to heavy snow, low visibility due to the blowing snow is also expected. The latest Weather Service map shows snowfall accumulation projections as of right now, 6 to 8 inches of snow across northern Iowa, 3 to 5 inches of snow here in central Iowa. Des Moines metro area could see up to 6 to 7 inches of snow possibility. The Weather Service expects the worst conditions to be in northern Iowa with blowing snow will reduce visibility and make travel dangerous across the state of Iowa. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in men's college basketball in the Big 12, number 2 Baylor defeated Iowa State 68-55 down in Waco, Texas, while in Missouri Valley Conference play, northern Iowa men, they improved their record to 15-2 on the season as they defeated Valparaiso 88-78 in Cedar Falls. Last night, women's college basketball in the Big 12, the Iowa State Cyclones losing at home. TCU defeated the Iowa State Cyclone women 77-74 at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And right here in Des Moines last night, NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves were home. Santa Cruz defeated the Iowa Wolves 115-107 at Wells Fargo Arena. Tonight, men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference right here in Des Moines. The Drake Bulldogs will be home, and they'll tip off against Illinois State at 7 o'clock at the Knapp Center. And women's college basketball tonight, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Big Ten play travel to Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Minneapolis. In today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, high school girls and boys bowling. Dowling taking on Urbandale this afternoon at Merle Hay Lanes at 3 o'clock. And high school wrestling tonight, Dowling seniors will be recognized as Dowling hosting Urbandale at the Dowling Gym. And that wrestling match begins at 6:30. Once again, for the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, clear skies, one below zero. Northwest winds at 12 miles per hour. That feels like temperatures 18 below right now. And today we'll see increasing clouds with a high of 13 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll keep that feels like temperature around zero throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are starting off accident-free. A 7-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown, 235. 7 minutes as well as you head in from the East Mixer to downtown on 235. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to, he's on, Deacon Randy Keel. Here he is. Hello, Deacon.
Good cold morning. I'm right here with you. Glad
yes,
to be with
it
you
is.
Morning,
Get
John.
Your hot chocolate or coffee with you, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Let's do it. What are we going to be talking about this morning? Let's see. We are going to go either Corinthians. No. What do we got here?
We are going 1 Corinthians, John.
1 Corinthians. Okay, there we go. I didn't know if I was on the right day, but I am. Yes, 1 Corinthians.
John, I think you know me well enough that just to have the privilege to begin to study, let alone eloquate what comes out of Scripture, is a privilege for me, and it jazzes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the significance of these first three verses. Folks, when we listen to the first three verses in our second reading this Sunday, we might have a human tendency to say, oh my goodness, what was the purpose of that? But these three verses are like truckloaded full of content that sets the stage of why Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthian church. Can I give you a few details
about
this?
Let's do it.
First of all, this was not the first letter he wrote to the gathering of people that he formed as a church in Corinth. The first letter that he wrote was lost, quote unquote. We don't know for sure what happened, nor did Paul. But by the response that he got back from the people, he knew that that first letter, leading them further toward Christ their Savior, was not received. Most likely, it gave history, gave evidence to the history that 100 years even before Christ, Rome destroyed the city of Corinth because it was seen as such a megapower in the ancient world. Hmm. Julius Caesar later rebuilt the city of Corinth into what he wanted it to be, which once again was a megacity. It was a 4.5-mile stretch of city on an isthmus, and it was about the equivalent of New York, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles, all three combined, culture included.
Wow.
Corinth itself was a port city, and it was known for, let's say, its deviations from the norm, which became the norm of the city. So the word church in the Old Testament period, as well in the ancient world, just meant a civil gathering. So Paul is establishing several things in the first three verses of this writing for us to realize. First of all, he knew himself. He identified himself. Paul knew himself. He knew his audience, he knew God, who he was writing about, and he knew his mission. Aren't those four magnificent things for us to think about? Know myself, know my purpose, know the mission I'm called to, and know who I'm speaking to.
That's the meaning of life right there. I mean, that's it. If we can all get to that point of Paul, my goodness.
And so he's setting out, he knows he's writing to a highly, highly intellectual audience. Like, he is like speaking to the cream of the crop, because these people had 13 different Greek gods that they still worshipped in Corinth, and the worship centers, the headquarters of them all were there, of which the highest one was Aphrodite, who had over 1,000 female prostitutes working for her in the temple.
Wow.
So this is who Paul was writing to, and he knew, so he wrote this letter, the beginning of this letter, is the most formal form of writing that was known in that era of how to address and demonstrate, I am speaking from utmost intelligence about the utmost supreme being. Now, in that era, this will hearken with such similarity today, one of the refutations that he got back is that the church, from the Christians, because they were just trying to figure out who they were as baptized believers, we should represent the spirit of the culture. That message has never left the human existence in the time of Christ, has it?
Mm-mm.
We still battle that. But we'd say, oh no, as Paul did later throughout this whole letter and his second letter, thus the third letter to Corinth, our work is not to represent the spirit of the culture, but the spirit of God is here to work within the spirit of culture for your redemption. And that's the message for today that Paul's bringing to us. Even the beginning of this letter is setting the stage for those he speaks with, for the spirit of redemption of the Holy Spirit to work to complete the work of the baptism in their life. Mm-hmm. That was brand new to these folks, and that's how we are given as a model to face our world today for whoever is in our, quote, Corinth that we come in contact with today.
Beautiful. Deacon Randy Keel, beautiful. Would you give us your blessing?
I pray for the blessing of God Almighty, Father and Son, Holy Spirit, to come upon us with, as Paul says, grace and peace.
Grace and peace.
From our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Randy Keel, always bringing it every Thursday morning. Thank you, Deacon.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You Bye-bye. As well. All right, Dr. Marianne Mount coming up right after this. We're going to talk about nuns today, N-O-N-E-S, and they make up about 26% of the United States population. And many of them, of course, do not identify, well, they don't identify with any kind of religion, but most of them are fallen away Catholics as well. So we're going to talk about how we can get them back in our parishes and our families. She is the president of Catholic Distance University since 2008. So she has done a great job with Catholic Distance University as well, bringing it to where it is today, and it's doing very well. On this Thursday, January 16th, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. You know, one of the things that I love about most people who support us here at Iowa Catholic Radio is, first and foremost, they love their Catholic faith. And yes, they love their Iowa Catholic Radio. The Pugh family, well, they're one of them. Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design, been listeners for a long time, I know, to this show and Iowa Catholic Radio in general, and have served families all across central Iowa for a long time as well, with outdoor landscaping and design. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That is fivesonsnaturescapes.com.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedinternational.org. That's blessedinternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Hello, my friends. Father Wade Menezes here of EWTN's Open Line Tuesday, where topics of faith, family, and fellowship are discussed each week, along with my giving general pastoral advice and catechesis. I'm asking you to faithfully support your local Catholic radio station, help give the Catholic faith to others by promoting solid Catholic programming in your local area. I strongly encourage you to become a faithful steward to your local Catholic radio station.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. Thursday, January 16th. John Leonetti in the morning. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Let's go to my next guest of the day. She is the president of Catholic Distance University since 2008, frequently speaking about distance education, and moderated a panel last year for the Association of Catholic Colleges and Universities on distance education. Dr. Marianne Mount joins me. Hi, doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning to
you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We're talking about nuns this morning, not N-U-N-S, but N-O-N-E-S, which... really, by you know, all the stats make up about 26%. So a quarter, just over a quarter of the United States population now do not identify as any kind of religion at all, with Catholics now accounting for just about 20%. Boy, where do we go from there?
Yes, it's a challenge. And, you know, I think the approach that CDU takes, which is to provide education and resources digitally, is a strategy and one of the solutions. It's certainly not the solution, because I think we need many approaches, and we have to keep reaching out and trying different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first of all, I think those of us who are serious Catholics need to be joyful about it.
Yeah.
But obviously we need very real and practical strategies.
Yeah.
To be constantly thinking about all those people who really deep down hunger to have what we have.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Catechism, the very first point is that there is a hunger in the human heart, because we're made by God, and God knows us, and everybody has that deep-seated hunger.
What kind of dog do you have?
Thank you. I have a standard poodle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I am calling in from home, because we'll be going to work a little bit later, and I apologize.
No problem.
On the conversation.
Here at Iowa Catholic Radio, we have Brian, our account guy, our money man. Yeah. He always has a dog with him. So he trains dogs and just does a great job with it.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
What a great skill.
It's pretty cool, actually.
It is.
You say that this starts, of course, in our families, but it also starts with our parish leaders, youth ministers, religious education directors, school teachers. I mean, all of us have a part to play here.
We do. It's everyone's responsibility. As I said, it starts with joy. It starts with a smile on our faces, a love for people, a love for our faith, and a desire to share that.
Yeah. And Catholic distance education, does it play a role?
Yes, it does. In fact, I wanted to mention that the majority of our students, and again, we primarily educate working adults, and we have a lot of reverts, but the majority find us through Google search, and that's why I think it's so important to be in the digital world, because more and more, you know, people are shopping digitally, they're connecting digitally, and they need to find a very solid, high-quality Catholic education digitally.
I have heard before, you know, a sort of stigma with, online learning. Some people say, it's just maybe a step below actual classroom and all of that. I don't think so. For instance, I got my master's online at Holy Apostles College and Seminary in Cornwall, Connecticut. And, it was a fully online program. I didn't have to go onto the campus there, but that was rigorous. I mean, you talk about papers and, tests and all of that, an oral exam that lasted an hour and a half. I mean, it was not easy. And so I think that stigma, I think it's finally starting to kind of go away with so many opportunities today. But speak on that for a second.
Yes, in fact, I think the online education really is growing about 20% a year. I mean, it's phenomenal. We know that. And we have prospective students who sign up for a course, and then they find out, rude awakening, this is serious.
Yeah.
You know, we have highly credentialed faculty. We have a very comprehensive curriculum. We're fully accredited. We're actually in the process of two additional accreditations, just so that people can be reassured that this is high-quality, serious learning.
Mm-hmm.
So you are absolutely right. There are great benefits from doing online. I'm a great proponent of it, because there are qualities to the pedagogy of teaching and studying online that I think are wonderful for theology.
Yeah.
It's a very contemplative experience, because we use what we call asynchronous learning, so you have within a week's time during a term to do your work, to interact with other students and faculty, your professor. So we respect time zones, and we respect the fact that lay people are out there working and need to adjust education to their own schedules. But it's very reflective. So you can read what others have posted. You can think and pray about it, and then contribute your own thoughts. So I think all of that is works well for theology.
Bridge this for me. So we have these 26% of the United States population identifying now as nuns. Catholics now, practicing Catholics are about 20%. And in that, from what I read, they count those who attend Mass just once a month. So practicing might have a relative term.
Yes.
But bridge that gap for me. How does that get better with Catholic distance education?
Well, it gets better because I think so many people walk away from an institution that they've never really understood. They know very little about their faith, and they may be thinking of that they know about their faith from television, from newscasters, from what they read in newspapers, from what they hear from other people, their neighbors, whatever, and it's not true. And so I think education has to play a part. Mm-hmm. The human person has an intellect, and the Catholic faith has probably the richest intellectual tradition to hand on of any organized religion. So by not tapping into that, I think unfortunately people are misled and they walk away from the greatest treasure in the world. So Catholic Distance University is providing an extremely accessible connection to that intellectual tradition.
Yeah.
And it has to be presented, first of all, by faculty who are committed themselves. And we really carefully select our faculty who are very apostolic as well as being very well credentialed. So that's an important piece to it.
You have the spiritual formation, you have the human formation, and then, of course, the intellectual formation. And all of those work together, friends. Intellectual formation, it feeds into, of course, the spiritual formation, because knowing about is one thing, God, but it funnels us into knowing God in a deeper way. And if you need any proof of that, just look at some of the greatest thinkers the world will ever know, Aquinas, Augustine, Anselm, many others. How do people sign up for this? How do people do it? Do they have to get a master's, or is that the way it works?
Not at all. We began as a catechetical institute, or pontifical institute, so we have continued our non-credit courses, certificates, so you can start at that level, or, you can start at an academic level. But we say there really is something for everybody at CDU.
I think there is. You're doing great work. All parish leaders, go to Catholic Distance University. What's the website?
www.cdu.edu.
So it's Catholic Distance University. If you work for a parish, talk to your pastor about this. The parish might be willing to pay for you to go through
something
to be able to help you. This is, I think, so needed in our culture today. As you said, there's certainly beginner's level stuff, there's certificates, but also there's higher courses if you're looking for a little bit more of an advanced degree. Dr. Marion Mount, thank you for coming on, Doctor, and giving a lot of I think a lot of people something to think about this morning.
Great. Wonderful. Right. We look forward to welcoming you.
Talk to you soon. Dr. Marion Mount, everyone. Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now. Hi, Julie.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
I feel like it's been a while since I've talked to you.
I know. Before Christmas, I think.
Where have you been?
People say that. Well, I've been right here.
You've been right there. All right. No vacations, not going anywhere. You haven't been anywhere warm?
Oh, we did go to Florida over the Christmas break, and yes, it was very nice, I will admit.
I bet it was. All right. Well, let's talk about your show this morning. What do we got?
Okay. See, we're going unplugged, second week in a row here, and we are going to be talking about fear and how it affects our relationship with God. And I just want to say a couple of things about fear. Fear is, we are made to love. We are not made to fear. And there's a reason why Jesus said, do not be afraid in the Gospels, because he knew that fear had the power to take us away from him. So we're going to talk about what that fear can look like in our lives and our relationships and what we can do when those fears start to creep in. Like, oh, I'm not being a good mom, or I'm not being a good wife, or those kind of things that kind of plague us sometimes in our minds.
Mm-hmm. Boy, isn't that the truth? Fear will hold us back. And there's a reason why Jesus says, do not be afraid, or it's mentioned at least 366 times in the gospel. One for every day of the year, and one just in case you forget, I guess, right?
Right.
Julie Nelson, host of Catholic Women Now, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening. Talk to you soon, Julie.
All right, John, you have a great day.
All right, you as well. Coming up, friends, Pope Francis has something to say on babies who cry at Mass. I think this is going to be interesting. Also, some things to, there's a blog piece that was done called 15 Annoying Things That Need to Stop Happening During Mass. I'm not going to go as far as this blog did. It's an EWTN Church Pop blog, but there are some things that, they do kind of bother me. But we're going to talk about it. We'll laugh a little bit. So we'll coming up all in the second half hour. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Dean Bell for underwriting the show. Residential Re-Roofs for 30-plus years. A man who knows that above business is faith. A man committed to running his business with Christian values, yes, even in the snow. 963-4494, roofingankeny.com. That is roofingankeny.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Lepers weren't supposed to approach others for fear that the disease would spread to the one who was healthy, but this leper shows great faith and humility in coming to Jesus and prefacing his request with, "If you wish." Once again, Jesus manifests his power over disease by cleansing the leper, proving that previous healings weren't accidents. Whether or not it was a test for the cured leper to not tell anyone, and if it was, he failed, it's evident that Jesus still cares for all who come to him.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt.
Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction is a licensed and experienced farm brokerage and auction company. Dream Dirt auctioneers are PRI and CAI certified professional farm marketers and have trained to understand the strategy behind a successful auction or sale. We work to reduce stress and risk for our customers and do not charge advertising fees. Learn more at DreamDirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right. 515-257-7199.
Thank you for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Belle Chase. Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people with Christ.
The Spring Carathon starts Monday, February 17th. Whoa!
John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Always appreciate it. I want to thank, hang on, who's next here? Blessman International. Oh, my goodness. Formed in 2001 by Dr. Jim and Beth Blessman. Blessman International is a Christian faith-based mission organization working to meet the needs of impoverished children and families there in the South African province of Limpopo. Thank you for underwriting the show, blessmaninternational.org. blessmaninternational.org. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Your saint quote of the day coming from Rose of Lima. Saint Rose of Lima, know that the greatest service that man can offer to God is to help convert souls. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Man, I got my work cut out with you.
Yes, you do. That's how it should start, the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour every Monday through Friday on your show. I love it.
There it
Good
is.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you.
Well, you're set to take off. You got some last-minute stuff. And you're going to be gone all weekend, is that right?
I will be gone until next Thursday, and then I leave again Saturday for Dallas. So Florida and Dallas, for two back-to-back. Huge parishes, both about four 1,000 plus families. Maybe one is six.
Wow.
Dallas might be 6,000 family. Yeah, they're big churches.
Well, you do have your work cut out next week. Are you going to use the same presentation that you used up in the with the folks in Wisconsin and Denver and out at Fort Wayne? You know, tell them about your background. How much do you?
These will be a little different. These will be a little different. So this is my parish mission. The talks that I give, I just developed a new talk that I'm giving. The parish missions are a little bit different.
Oh, a new talk. You want to rehearse that a little bit with me? Just give us a snippet of it.
Is there a Q&A
at the beginning of the talk?
No, I ban Q&As. I talk about weird Catholicism and about how I think that weird Catholicism is going to bring back the culture. So weird Catholicism catches the attention. Now, weird is kind of a fun word. I'm not talking about, you know, weird like off-putting or anything like that, but weird that catches the attention. So even someone that makes a sign of the cross while they're out at dinner, you know, you're not doing it so people notice, but you do it so people notice. So there's my snippet.
I see. That's your snippet.
That's my snippet.
No Q&A, because I would certainly love to be part of Q&A. If not, I'll send Joe from Sioux City, and he might have a question or two for you.
Now, sometime when we go to lunch, I'll explain to you why I banned Q&A from my presentations.
Oh, it's got to be at lunch, huh?
It's got to be at lunch.
Okay, I understand that. Mm-hmm. And what else? Oh, yeah, you mentioned those annoying things that maybe happen at Mass.
Yes.
I saw that on Twitter last night, and I was wondering if you're going to talk about that.
I'm not going to talk about all of them. I think some of them are a little bit of a stretch, but I think there's a few here that I'm in on.
We've been in the cell phone era for almost 20 years, and people still forget to turn them off. And that's your responsibility when you go into places like that. Turn them off or put them on mute. That's the one that stands out for me, and I know that's on the list.
That was number 7. Yes, it was.
Yep. Yeah, so I'll let you. I'm not going to take your thunder, but that is a fun list to go through. And I'm sure you will, and you will expand upon
it. I'll expand on a few of those.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, if I don't talk to you, travel safe tomorrow, and we'll be. I'll keep your listeners up to date with your travel plans. You can text me while you're waiting at the airport till probably noon, 1 o'clock, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to work. We'll see.
It could. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning from the Mercy One studios here in Des Moines. Currently in Des Moines, a very chilly 1 below 0 here in central Iowa with a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. That feels like temperature 18 below. And today we'll see increasing clouds as we have clear skies now, but increasing clouds later today, a high of 13 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour will keep that feels like temperature around zero throughout the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rising temperatures, east-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. We do have a winter weather advisory beginning tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock through Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We could see 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow and compounded on that with maybe a quarter of inch of ice with winds 25 to 35 miles per hour throughout the day on your Friday. Blowing snow, freezing rain, a high of 30 degrees tomorrow. Then on Saturday, falling temperatures, partly cloudy and dry, high of 15 degrees. Wind chills and feels like temperatures below zero all throughout the weekend. Sunday, partly cloudy, cold, high of 10 degrees. The same on Monday. Monday is Martin Luther King holiday and a high of 10 degrees. Again, wind chill factors all 3 days below zero. Well, in the news on this Thursday morning, it is the weather as a winter storm is forecast to move across the state of Iowa beginning tomorrow with moderate to heavy snowfall expected across most of the state. The National Weather Service is warning that travel will be extremely difficult to dangerous across large stretches of the state, especially northern Iowa. In addition to heavy snow, low visibilities due to blowing snow is also expected. The latest Weather Service map of snowfall accumulation projects 6 to 8 inches of snow across northern Iowa with 3 to 5 inches of snow here in central Iowa. Des Moines metro area could see up to 6 inches of snow, maybe 7, depending on how the storm fares. The Weather Service expects the worst conditions to be in northern Iowa, with blowing snow will reduce visibility and make travel dangerous across most of the state. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night in men's college basketball in the Big 12, it was number 2 Baylor defeating the Iowa State Cyclones 68-55 down in Waco, Texas. The Cyclones' record now 8-7 on the season. And last night in men's college basketball, Northern Iowa, they improved their record to 15-2 as they defeated Valparaiso 88-78 in Cedar Falls. Last night, women's college basketball in the Big 12, TCU defeated Iowa State 77-74 up at Ames. Cyclones fall to 9-5 on the season. And last night in NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines, Santa Cruz defeated the Iowa Wolves by the score of 115-107 at Wells Fargo Arena. Tonight it's men's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. The Drake Bulldogs are home. They host Illinois State. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock at the Knapp Center. And in women's college basketball tonight in the Big Ten, the Iowa Hawkeyes travel to Minnesota, and they take on the Golden Gophers. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock in Minneapolis. Today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys bowling today. Dowling taking on Urbandale, and those matches will begin at 3 o'clock at Merle Hay Lanes. And high school wrestling tonight, Dowling hosting Urbandale. It'll be Dowling Senior Night, and that gets underway at 6:30 at the Dowling Gym. And our next high school basketball broadcast is scheduled for tomorrow night as Ames takes on Dowling from the Dowling Gym. We'll go on the air at 6 o'clock, and that'll all be weather permitting as storm moves through. A lot of postponements expected, so we'll keep you posted with that here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the Mercy One studios in Des Moines, clear skies, 1 below 0, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. The feels like temperature is 18 below, and today we'll see increasing clouds with a high of 13 degrees, a north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll keep the feels like temperature down below zero throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Thursday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. And streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting to see that slowdown as you're making your way in from West Mixer to downtown. A 13-minute drive on 235. 9 minutes as you're heading from the East Mixer to downtown. Do have a couple stalls. One, I-235 southbound at Guthrie. That is on the right shoulder. And then another one, which is I-35 southbound at Mills Civic Parkway, also on the right shoulder. So use caution in those areas. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Do you have the courage to go out in public and preach the gospel? These five men did. St. Berard and Companions today. They were a first generation of Franciscan missionaries. They left Italy and traveled to the southern tip of Spain, which was then under Muslim control. They went to the marketplaces and preached the gospel and the Franciscan lifestyle, but they gained no converts. So the five missionaries crossed the Mediterranean and began preaching in Morocco. But there, when they went into the marketplace to preach, they were immediately apprehended and were told to leave. They refused and were back in the marketplace the next day preaching the gospel. A frustrated sultan ordered them arrested and, since they wouldn't leave, executed. When St. Francis heard of their executions, yes, St. Francis of Assisi, he proclaimed, "Now I can truly say I have five friars minor." The relics of these five passed to Portugal, where they inspired a future saint. That saint is St. Anthony of Padua, to join the Franciscans. We ask today St. Berard and Companions to pray for us. Amen. A big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day, a deacon right here in Des Moines. Experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does it for you. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Drew and Davis.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Not much, just freezing out here.
Yeah, it is. We were talking college off the air.
Indeed.
We still don't know where we're going.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Have we got it narrowed down?
Yeah, I think both of us have sort of gotten it down to the couple schools we've applied to, and now we just got to make the decision of where to head to.
Are we willing to share?
Yeah, sure. I am applying to Creighton, Kansas, and Michigan. So
Creighton,
we'll see.
Kansas, and Michigan.
Yeah, so we'll see who wants me, and then hopefully I have multiple options to choose from. That's the dream.
The goal. What about you?
Yeah, I got into Drake and Ave Maria down in Florida.
Nice.
And then I have Iowa always as an option.
Yeah, go to Iowa State, man. Come on. Cyclones, man. Ave Maria, great Catholic school.
Yeah.
Very cool. Really,
very nice down there.
Very cool. All right, let's get into it. Let's start with speech and debate with Mr. Tim Sheaf.
All right, congratulations to the whole team, but in particular, we want to congratulate seniors Dashiell Weinhardt and Kathen Haas as they had a tremendous success over the weekend. They competed in an event and did very well against many teams from many different states. So a big congrats to them.
Very cool. Student Council 2020 Winter Formal Court.
Student Council. So we nominated our Winter Formal Court. We have, I think it's in total, 16 great female and male candidates. And Student Council will be hosting the Blood Drive today. We have 62 students signed up so far, and we are expecting more by the day of the drive. And We're just really excited to be able to help out and save a lot of lives by doing this.
That's pretty cool. You guys donating blood? Do you do that?
Yeah. We're both donating and then also like sitting at the Welcome Center and like helping out.
Nice. Math Club.
Yeah, Math Club will be participating in their first competition of the school year on January 30th at Dowling Catholic if anyone is interested. There's still a few open spots. Just contact Ms. Sodiker.
And we're not talking about Service Club. We're talking about Super Cool Service Club.
Yeah, Super Cool Service Club. This week, they're always doing something different, but this week they're collecting books and dropping them off at Mercy for families who have kids and babies that have to stay there long term.
Very cool. And admissions.
Oh, yeah. Due to the weather, Dowling Catholic's incoming freshman placement test has been rescheduled to Saturday, January 18th, and let's hope it doesn't get rescheduled again.
There you go. Drew and Davis, your Dowling Catholic Maroon Moment.
The Maroon Moment on Iowa Catholic Radio is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, where they obey the rules to live by, online at goldenrulephc.com.
All right, friends, when we come back, I saw this list, 15 annoying things that need to stop happening at Mass. I think they went a little over and above and maybe beyond, but I'm going to share some of these with you. There are certainly a couple things on this list that I am in agreement with them on, but we'll have that from Church Pop right after this. I thought this would be fun to go over. Don't go anywhere. John Lee and Eddie in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to R&R Realty for underwriting the show, a real estate company, a service company, a people company. Planning, developing, managing millions of office and flex space all throughout Central Iowa. The job, whatever it may be, isn't satisfied unless you are. Yeah, rrrealty.com. That is rrrealty.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Thursday, January 16th. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins. If you're a young man between the ages of 16 to 24, you're invited to experience the real world of seminary. A trip is planned to visit St. John Vianney Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, the weekend of February 14th through the 16th. A second trip is also planned to visit Conception Seminary in Missouri, the weekend of March 28th through the 30th. To learn more about these trips, email vocations at dmdiocese.org or call 237-5050. That's 237-5050. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with Tom Chapman, Executive Director of the Iowa Catholic Conference, about this year's legislative session and the priorities of the bishops of Iowa. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And speaking of Bishop Johnson, he wants to hear from you. Tell him how you've experienced God working in your life, and he may talk about it on an upcoming radio show. Just text your thoughts to 515-223-1150 using the hashtag Bishop. That's 515-223-1150. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Ladies, join us for the first Mosaic Luncheon of the year on Thursday, February 13th at St. Teresa's Church. Our featured speaker is Chris Magruder, founder of The Veil Removed, a short film about what happens at Mass that we cannot see. She will talk about the miracles surrounding this project and the many graces that continue to be received. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch is from 12 to 1. Sign up now at iowacatholicradio.com or call 223-1150.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Yeah, Pope Francis, he celebrates babies who cry at Mass. Do you? You know, the Sistine Chapel is normally crowded with pilgrims and tourists gazing at Michelangelo's art, but when Pope Francis celebrated Mass there the other day on the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, now he didn't encourage babies to cry, but he celebrates it. You know, you may have heard the phrase, if your parish isn't crying, it's dying. You know, if your parish isn't crying, it's dying. I think that's true. How do you respond when you hear a baby or an annoying child at Mass? I hope you respond in the same way that the Holy Father does. Just celebrate it. Smile. First of all, you can absolutely be more annoyed than the parents, okay? Just let me just be clear about that, of the said crying or loud child. The parents, at least for me, way more annoyed than anyone else in the Mass could be. So if you're annoyed, get over it, because it's just the way it works. You know, I speak from a little bit of experience here with annoying children at Mass. But that's a good thing. If your parish isn't crying, it's dying. I just thought that was neat. The Holy Father, he says he celebrates it. All right, so I came across the blog post the other day from Church Pop, and Mark and I were talking about this, of course. 15 annoying things that need to stop happening during Mass. Now, let me be clear. I don't agree with all of these. I think some of them are a little bit much, but I found some that I was like, well, yeah, that's probably right. It was shared on the Catholic Talk Show. And with Ryan Scheel, Ryan has done a lot of good work in the Catholic Church, especially online and digitally. But here they talked about it. Number one, they said clapping during Mass. Now, there's a famous quote by Benedict XVI where he talks about, the Mass, of course, isn't a show. It's not a theater performance, etc. He says, let's see here. I want to read a couple of the ones that I like. Excessive socializing before Mass. I kind of like that one that he says needs to stop. Because, you know, when we go to Mass, and I think especially in the church proper, we need to be preparing ourselves for what it is that we are going to be experiencing. And I think that preparation happens in silence. Now, that's not to say when you walk into the gathering space, you can't say hi and, you know, maybe have a quick chat or something like that. But I think it's true. You know, and I think even before that, it's a matter of getting there late. You know, if we're leaving for Mass 5 minutes before Mass starts and it's an 8-minute drive, we're 3 minutes late. And I think it's going to be difficult to be able to spiritually prepare for something like that. So I like that. The other one, not fasting before Mass. You know, this is a practice, friends, that has not gone away. An hour before that we receive Holy Communion should be a time for us to be able to fast, a simple fast. You know, meaning that you're going to eat breakfast an hour before you receive Jesus, or hopefully before that. So I think that would be a good one as well. Here's another pet peeve that they said, not donating. Now, let me put a caveat here, because you can, to your parish, you know, just donate, maybe you donate $100 a year, you donate $1,000 or $10,000 a year, but it automatically deducts from your bank account. So even though the basket's passed, you're not putting anything in, you're still giving. A lot of parishes make it easy on you to be able to do that. So, but I think in general, you should be giving something, even if it's something small. Here's one they said, bad preaching during homilies. Ooh. Priests and deacons. Now, I'm fortunate because the priests and deacons in my life that I hear preaching are really good. Really good. Deacon Tony, you hear that?
I hear it.
Bad preaching.
I hear it.
But you a good preacher, Deacon? You get some compliments? Pat yourself
on
the back
here. I have, once in a while.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, and then I've had the other ones, too.
I've never heard you. Oh, I'm sure. We've all had our bad talks, and there's of course, the time. But, you know, priests and deacons, hopefully, if you're listening to this, preparation. That's the key right there. Preparation is the name of the game. You're going to be off your game once in a while. There's no doubt about it. But, we, sitting in Mass, want to hear something of substance. I think we always want to walk away with something tangible, something concrete. So I think it's always important for us to be able to know that. Let's see here. What was another one that I liked? Yeah. Oh yeah. This is a pet peeve of mine. It shouldn't be, but it is. Genuflecting towards the altar when the tabernacle is located elsewhere. I'm the guy that moves my children's shoulders if we're ever at a Mass for maybe the altar or the tabernacle's to the side or somewhere else in a chapel. And they go down for the genuflect, and I just kind of move their shoulders so they're genuflecting to the tabernacle. But yes, so you bow to the altar, and then you genuflect to the tabernacle. Again, it's innocent. It's not anything that anyone should ever be getting angry about. But I thought this was an interesting list, and there's some more on there as well. This is probably the biggest pet peeve I have of all, and that is leaving early from Mass. Do you go to a movie and leave 5 minutes before it's over? No. At least I don't think you do. You remember, Judas was the first one to leave early for Mass. So we don't want to imitate him. And plus, you're going to go without that final blessing? That's the blessing that launches you into the week. Launches you into the week. So if you're one of those that kind of scoots out after Holy Communion, let me just say something to you. Don't. That final prayer, that is my week prayer. That's the beginning of my new week, blessed and ready to go. So there you have it. You go to churchpop.com for the full list there. I thought it was interesting. That puts this show in the books, everyone. We'll be back on tomorrow. Live from the Mercy, I'll be outside of the Mercy One studio. I will not be on the show. Gene will be filling in for me as I will be off to Port St. Lucie, Florida. Maybe, depending on this weather. We'll see. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us all and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.